The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have some good news and some bad news for the Brooklyn Nets. We have a lot of bad news for the Boston Celtics, but we start with the Los Angeles Lakers. They went up against that man, the stretch mark five, and the Nuggets, and took an L on the court. But they also took an L in the locker room, because that is where Anthony Davis had to head during the game because of an Achilles injury that he's going to get an MRI on tonight. What does this potential health scare mean for the Lakers moving forward in their goals?
Well, LeBron is in that GOAT conversation, but Anthony Davis got the keys. He got the keys. Because if he's injured, they will not win the Western Conference. You know it. And I know it. And that's the beautiful thing about team sports. They can be as deep as any squad in the history of the NBA. But without Anthony Davis, they are not winning the West. The Utah Jazz are going to be right there in particular as a team that come to mind. The Denver Nuggets as a team that comes to mind. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to be outstanding as long as LeBron James is healthy. Montrezl Harrell, great pickup. Kyle Kuzma playing well. Dennis Schroeder getting quality minutes. The Lakers are stacked. But without Anthony Davis, the Clippers, the Jazz, somebody else will be winning the Western Conference if you don't get help.
Yeah, the Los Angeles and the Lakers don't just need Anthony Davis on the floor. They need a healthy Anthony Davis, a productive Anthony Davis on the floor to get through that gauntlet that is the Western Conference. We wish him the best. We hope there's some good news coming from this MRI today. But even without the health issues, you've seen that his production has been down a little bit this year. Some of those numbers are the lowest that they've been since his rookie year. So we'll see. Even when he comes back, let's see if he can get back to not just health, but also the production that we're used to from him. But Jalen, you know I love something about basketball, which is unnecessarily fancy passes. And my guy, Campazzo, I don't know why he's not getting enough MVP talk, because that no look right there, right past Kuzma's ear. I was watching it. I was like, did he just? And then the replay shows, yes, he did just throw it right past Kuzma's ear. Just wanted to celebrate him very quickly, because the Nuggets did get the win in the game. Jalen, that wasn't the only big game yesterday in the NBA. We had Dame going up against Luka, and it was Dame time once again with this step back that brought them the lead. Luka had a chance to tie and could not. Jalen, it just seems like whenever there's a big shot to be made for the Blazers, it is Dame, and Dame comes through.
You know this is Dame's parking spot. You know, he listens to the podcast every night, and he watches Jalen and Jacoby on DVR two or three times a day. You know what baffles me for real? Is that I'm going to wake up today and hear people that claim that love the NBA and follow the league closely surprised about how good Dame Dollar is. Like, I've been talking about this dude being hovering around a top five player for like three seasons. As a matter of fact, I remember making an argument where people were saying Anthony Davis was better than Dame and calling him a top five player. I was like, no, hit the brakes. And the great thing about him is that he masters the moment. That's what sports is about. And a lot of times that's what life's about. You're gonna look back and these iconic shots that happen in playoff history of the NBA and regular season, Dame Dollar has already cemented himself in knocking down big buckets. He broke up the Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George, and saying bye-bye.
Dame hit so many big shots. When you look at those numbers, look at them. 33 times in the last 9 years, he has taken a shot for the lead or to tie to go
Shout
ahead.
To
that's
DeRozan.
More than more than LeBron, more than Davis, more than DeRozan, Dame Lillard is truly the most clutch player in the NBA in the past 9 years. And all those shots that we showed you, those were all just from this season. He's done it a handful of times this season already. Mr. Rose, go ahead.
This is where I interrupt the analytics and stats that could cloud somebody's judgment and just make sure when we having this conversation, right, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant's names must be mentioned in this conversation. I don't care about that full screen. I don't care about what happened last year. Those two names must be mentioned in this conversation. Please continue with the fine program.
I will continue with the fine program. Well, those are the good news for the Blazers. Jalen, I don't know if you've noticed, but the Celtics had a really bad weekend. First, it started with your Pistons giving the Celtics the business. And yesterday, they got waxed by the Wizards. They got their seventh win of the season yesterday, coming against the Celtics. Jalen, what is going wrong in Beantown?
Shout out to Bradley Beal showing up and bringing it on a nightly basis. The team really has struggled with Russ in the lineup, so it's good to see them get a victory. But the elephant in the room, Jacoby, for the Celtics are the pillars of their team. Not much productivity at center, and I'm not really surprised by that. But point guard is where they've struggled. I'm surprised by that. They have Kemba Walker. They have Pritchard. Marcus Smart has dealt with some injuries. That position has not been a productive one for them. Jeff Teague, they brought him in this offseason. If they don't get that together, this is an early playoff exit for the Boston Celtics.
Absolutely. I never thought I would say this, but they seem to really miss Gordon Hayward as well, because when you take out Smart and you have Hayward in Charlotte, you really have Brown and Tatum and not a lot of other scoring options, with Kemba sort of coming back from that knee injury. So it'll be interesting to see exactly where they go to for buckets outside of those two, and if Smart can play himself back into shape and be as productive as he has been in the past in his career. This Celtics team is now at 13-13, which is pretty good for the Western Conference, but in the Eastern Conference, you just got to be better than 13-13, because there are some wins out there for you, like when you play the Pistons and when you play Washington. Those are wins that you absolutely need. Jalen, don't make that face. You've been watching Pistons games. I know you have, all right? You've been watching the games, so there's no reason to make that face. You know the Pistons slander is warranted.
All I know is this. When we talk about the Nets struggle, they lost to the Pistons. You talk about the Celtics struggle. You started by saying they lost to the Pistons. I'm just saying.
Well, we'll see. Jalen, it is time for Sophomore for Boston. I hope everyone and their significant others had a wonderful Valentine's Day yesterday. And Valentine's Day is a time to respect and appreciate your loved one. Not necessarily a time to go buy lavish gifts and expensive cards. And some of the best gifts on Valentine's Day come from the heart, and they're homemade. Like this one that this wife made her husband. What she did is she put together a display of all the thotty Instagram models that he has liked over the past year, printed out all the pictures that he had liked, and just put them together in this little display for him. Jalen, soft move or boss move? Putting together a display of all of the Instagram pictures that your husband has liked for Valentine's Day.
I think this is a soft move, Jacoby.
Disagree. Disagree.
And the reason why I believe it's a soft move is because it shows that it bothered her some. And it bothered her so much that she took the time and the energy and the hours and the manpower to actually do this gift, which tells me he will not be liking anything else on IG ever again as he holds his phone and he gets his gift.
I love that he's holding his phone right at the same time. He was literally liking IG pictures when she handed him that. But I always say this, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I do agree. If she was really salty and sensitive and mad and she did it with anger, then I would say it's a soft move. But she did it in humor. Like, she wasn't really mad. She put it together. She didn't display it for him like, I'm going to be mad at you, I'm leaving. She was kind of just like, hey, look at who you are online when you think I'm not looking. And he had a smile on his face. She seemed to have a smile on her face, which is why I call it a boss move. But I also definitely was like, how'd she find out? Can my wife find out what I'm liking on Instagram? I'm not that savvy with the functionality of the app. Can my wife find out about that? I'm glad she doesn't watch the show. But if she was watching, she would see. Right after this break, we have established a little bit of a pecking order in the backcourt of the Nets. We'll tell you the details on that and much, much more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Lift every voice and sing.
The only man to ever win a Super Bowl and an Olympic gold medal, Bullet Bob Hayes was declared the world's fastest human in 1964. The following year, he was named NFL All-Pro in his rookie season with the Cowboys.
To you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with a pecking order established in Brooklyn's backcourt. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Kyrie Irving said he went up to James Harden and said, you know what? You're the point guard. I'll be the shooting guard. And that was the end of the conversation. What does this really mean, Jalen?
So basically, that just means that you're going to be responsible for keeping these other 16 dudes happy. I'm going to be responsible for shooting the ball when I get it. So that's your role. When they complaining about touches, when they complaining about what plays we running, make sure that they talk to you. You just give me the rock and let me eat. And I appreciate that from Kyrie because that's true to his personality and that's true to his game.
I like it a lot. I like it how Kyrie sort of made it sound like he promoted James Harden to this special role. But when you look at the box score, you're like, okay, James Harden took 14 shots and Kyrie took 28 shots. I guess we really know who the shooting guard is, don't we? Moving on, we have some pretty big news about a former Piston. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. The Cavaliers said that they are not going to play Andre Drummond anymore as they try to work out a deal to move him. Jalen, what do you think of this?
You know, I'm a huge fan of Andre Drummond. Shout out to he and his mom, being consistent JRLA supporters, even when he's not a member of the Pistons. But things like this, I don't like when they interfere with the integrity of the game. You can consider moving Andre Drummond and take it for somebody that's been traded multiple times. When you're not playing him, now you're affecting the bottom line, you're affecting the score of the game, you're affecting the betting lines, you're affecting the integrity of the game. And so to come out and announce it like this, trust me, Adam Silver is never happy when he sees announcements made like this by teams. But he'll feel good with the Boston Celtics. Stay tuned.
We'll see. Jalen, you know in the offseason when the quarterbacks from football teams get together with the receivers? Well, there's something interesting happening with the Eagles in that regard.
Hit the brakes.
It is not Carson Wentz gathering the receivers for casual workouts. It is Jalen Hurts. What does that tell you about Wentz's future in Philly?
That lets you know that Jalen's going to be that dude behind center. The Eagles are reportedly looking to trade Carson Wentz any day now. And let's just own the truth. This man took the job from Carson. So all of this offseason conversation about, oh, he getting traded like it's an upgrade, he may go somewhere else and be a terrific quarterback. But in Philadelphia, he lost the job to Jalen Hurts.
You absolutely did. Jalen, Daytona. There was a big wreck. There was also a long rain delay in which some unique things happened. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Crazy thing is, they're going to be Jalen's trying to diss me one day, not realizing they named after me. Hit the brakes.
Okay. Well, driver Chase Briscoe just hit up Panda Express during the break, and Ross Chastain went to McDonald's. What do you think about these pit stops mid-race at fast food joints?
I think it's a boss move. I really do. You're in a vehicle. You're hungry. You have sponsors. You see he's wearing a hat, and you know we like to give the people what they want. Win, win, and win.
I'm going Panda Express over McDonald's all day, every day.
Stop it. McDonald's Jalen, fries, extra Blaze, salt, crispy.
Soccer star Blaise Matuidi did something really interesting celebrating his loved one. Well, he put up an appreciation post for his loved one, except he had to Google her to use the picture, and you can tell because he didn't crop the fact that he Googled her out of the picture. What do you think about this move from Blaise Matuidi?
I think that's a soft move. Come on now. You're going to take the time to do a Valentine's Day post. At least have a picture in your phone. You don't have to Google.
Maybe the pictures, in his phone are not appropriate for posting. Moving on, we had a big win from Usman in the UFC. Keep him moving or hit the brakes.
I was watching this on Saturday night. It was a great card. But keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I just wanted to see Meth.
The Michigan men's basketball team. Just take it, Jalen. What happened this weekend with the Wolverines?
You saw Isaiah Livers doing work. You saw Brooks. You see Big Dickinson down low with the left getting buckets. I see you, Chanji Brown, scoring 1,000 points in college, doing work. Mo Wagner's little brother on the wing balling. Juwan Howard, Howard Eisley. My brother's doing an amazing job with that program. Is this the time to say, I told you? Because I remember when I was talking about this, it was gonna be a terrific hire. And there were certain people, even locally, was like, oh, okay, I'm just trying to help my man get on. And all I know is, we projected to be a number one seed this year.
Oh, it's
we're projected to have a number one recruiting class next year. And McDonald's All-Americans, more than we've had in 20 years. So they're doing a terrific job in Ann Arbor.
They absolutely are, and they've also had to deal with a lot of inactivity due to COVID protocol things. And to come back and get a big win like this just shows that they do right now deserve a number one seed in the tournament. Woo! Michigan basketball, so much fun. Jalen, I want you to watch this one. You know what? I'm going to say hit the brakes on this one. This is... Okay. Chimezie Metu, and he dunks on Valanciunas, and you take us through what happens next.
Well, it's a shame when you get dunked on like that, Valanciunas. You just got to get out of there, big fella. Do that walk of shame and get on out of there, dog. You're just making it worse.
He banged on you, dog. It feels like Metu milked it a little bit, though. Like, he kind of sat down on the shoulder in a way that he probably could have avoided doing.
That's what it's called. It's called sitting on the rim. That's what he was doing. Get out of the way. Or you get victimized.
I did like the takedown, though. It's a nice takedown from Valanciunas there. Well, congratulations, Chimezie Metu. It was an excellent dunk. And Valanciunas, good try. Jalen, we have more for you from this weekend right after this. Stay tuned. You are watching.
Nobody Jalen move.
And Jacob.
Nobody gets hurt.
Doubleheader Wednesday night on ESPN in the NBA. It is the Rockets taking on the 76ers in Philly at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, it is the Miami Heat on their long road trip, stopping in the Bay to take on Steph Curry and the Warriors. That one starts at 10 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, remember Tom Brady during the boat parade? Might have had a couple adult beverages, and he threw a pass. It was the Lombardi Trophy going from boat to boat, and it was a completion, and it was celebrated by all sports fans. It was so much fun. It was so unique. It was such a great Super Bowl moment that we will celebrate forever. However, not everyone was happy about this. There's a young woman on the internet whose dad is a silversmith who once crafted the Lombardi Trophy, and she said that it was disrespecting not just the trophy, but the fans. And that Tom Brady owes an apology to all of the silversmiths around the world. Jalen, does Tom Brady owe an apology to every silversmith that has ever forged silver?
Absolutely not. And the thing is, he got 7 of these bad boys. It ain't like he just got 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. So if anybody knows how to carefully manage a Lombardi Trophy, It's Tom Brady, so he does not owe an apology to anybody.
No, he does not. I also love that this woman said that she couldn't sleep. She couldn't sleep for two nights because she was so bothered by the disrespect that Tom Brady had for the element of silver and those that craft silver all over the world. Jalen, do you know how a silversmith crafts silver?
All I know is Redman once said, I'm out for the gold and after that the platinum. That's all I know. That's all I know.
So, Jalen, you and I both feel like the NBA All-Star Game should not happen. For some reason, somehow, some way, they're still trudging along with this thing. And the latest is this. They want to add a little LaMelo just to spice up the proceedings. They're hoping to get a skills competition together. And whose name did they use? Whose name did they use, Jalen Anthony Rose? Our guy, LaMelo Ball.
You know what happens when you get jammed up? Don't mention my name. So let me get this right. They shouldn't be having a game. Mm-mm. They're going to have a dunk contest at halftime. So we're trying to have a skills competition before the game or at halftime?
That's exactly what they're trying to do. I just love the idea they've already recognized LaMelo as like hot sauce. Just put him in something and it makes everything better. They've already recognized that he is a draw.
Or
that you can take any sort of event and add LaMelo Ball and make it more fun to watch. This has been so much fun to do with you. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Jalen, I've got some news that I know you'll be interested in, Mr. Rose, and it involves an upcoming versus battle. A legend. This man's popularity peak was so high. Then he went away for a while, and now he's coming back. Heading into a versus battle matchup, R&B crooner, sex symbol, D'Angelo.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
His name has been put out there, but
no
potential matchup for D'Angelo. So, Jalen, I know I'm putting you on the spot. I know you're not prepared for this. I know you're not prepared for this. But who would be a good match for D'Angelo?
Brown Sugar Bay.
There you go.
I guess how? I got you. You ready for this? Uh-huh. You know, by the way, you know I'm the, like, I'm the underground versus matchmaker that isn't on the marquee like Swiss Beats and Timbaland. So I got a matchup for you. You're going to like this one for D'Angelo. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
D'Angelo against, and I'm thinking about, you know, Voodoo and him being eclectic and, like, he was one of the first dudes that, like, did, like, the video naked and, like, that type of thing. D'Angelo against Erykah Badu.
Oh, I like that a lot. Not where I expected you were going. She has been involved in a versus battle previously. That might hinder a second matchup with her.
Okay, so I'll give her another one then.
But, like, also, D'Angelo's catalog is not that long. Like,
no.
He doesn't. He's been around for 40 years, but he doesn't have, like, 15 albums to pull from.
No.
You know?
No.
Oh.
That's a good one, Reg the Ledge.
The
Music
Ledge.
Soul Child.
Yeah, something like that would work. Something like that would work. Well, good for D'Angelo. Jalen, I want to get your thoughts on the Meek Mill and Tekashi 6ix9ine yelling at each other outside the club. I know you've seen it.
I did see it. To be honest, it reminded me of that video that T.I. did where he was basically sneak dissing people for coming to Atlanta with their hip-hop beefs. To be honest, that's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah. Well, I had a few thoughts. I was like, what club are we going to? Are we still in a panty? Like, what, are we going to clubs now? Yeah, I was listening to Hot 97, Big Shot Hot 97, and the DJ was like, yeah, after this, we're going straight to the nightclub, and gave out some addresses of nightclubs they were going to. I'm like, are we doing this? Are we doing this now? The last place you can find me is a nightclub.
Let me say this about 6ix9ine. He a fraud. And it's one thing if you're gonna run up on Meek Mill when he leaving the spot. But you running up on him, dog, while you're recording with your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You got security and he got security, but yet you screaming at him, calling him weak because he got security.
There's 3,000 pounds of human beings in between them. You know what I mean? There's like a half a dozen just 400-pound dudes in between. He's just yelling with his little phone. Oh. Man. I really thought but that he wasn't going to be part of this anymore.
But here's what I want to make sure that I say. Tekashi 6ix9ine, I hope he don't get himself or somebody else hurt. Because he plays a really dangerous game that, as our guy Freddie Gibbs and Jim Jones once said, being a rapper is a really dangerous profession. 6ix9ine doesn't help at all. He don't help at all. Mm-mm. And so I wish we can vamoose. And, you know, he would not be a part of the rap music lexicon.
I thought that's what was going to happen, though. I really thought he was going to go away. But he didn't go away.
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing he got out, he had a song with Nicki Minaj, and it was the number one record. See, our guy Benny the Butcher, he wasn't trying to do no song with 6ix9ine. Do you know they had the nerve? Do you know they had the audacity to reach out to our guy, Benny the Butcher, to do a song with 6ix9ine?
That is such an easy no. You don't even ask the number. You don't even ask. That's such an easy no. That is such an easy no.
I can't believe that they don't even follow, like, you know, what's happening in their own industry. Do you actually think a member of Griselda is going to do a song with Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people, okay? So we need people to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails, and we will solve all of your problems. Relationship advice, professional advice, sophomore boss move, questions about sports, questions about anything in the world. We will field all the questions and answer them on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. Hey, Reggie. I just got a boss move or soft move for you. Trying to make the person that dumped a drink on you pay for your shirt. Tried to chase the girl down. It wasn't my fault. She bumped into me, spilled a little of her drink on herself. Still had plenty of volume of liquid in there. Determined it was best to the action to dump the rest of her drink onto my nice white jersey. Still had a good night. Didn't want to make too much of a scene because I had snuck into that area of the club. But, you know, peace and love, boss's soft move, chasing them down, charging them for your shirt. Keep it real.
Okay, hold up. Let me make sure I piece this together. So we're in the nightclub during a panty. We're sneaking into an exclusive part of the nightclub that we don't belong in. And then we're bumping into somebody. Some of the drink spills on the white jersey. But then this young lady pours the rest on the white jersey. And then you gotta chase this person down to get your money for the jersey. Jalen, this seems like something that you could take care of. Because I'm confused.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love and the support. And our producer, Demetrius, just gave me the number one question I was going to ask. Why is he wearing a white jersey right now at the club?
I mean,
like, first off. Second, you're out during a pandemic. You do realize that other people are physically distancing, which means if a stranger spills a drink on you, you got to charge it to the game. She's not paying for that shirt. That's a soft move, dog. You trying to track her down? The only thing you should be trying to ask her for her number is if you want to get with her, not to buy a shirt. That's an extremely soft move.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's part of the risk that comes. First of all, there's a lot of risk involved with going to a nightclub during a pandemic, number one. But let's just take the pandemic part out of it. That's just what's part of the risk you run. You're in close quarters with people. You're dancing around. You're moving. People are drinking cranberry vodkas. You know, probably got some of that cranberry red on there. That's just what happens. You charge it to the game. You just hope your dry cleaner can take care of that. That's probably going to be about $15 tops. So what do you want? You want her to Venmo you $15? Is that what you want?
And you was in the wrong because you stuck into an area you wasn't supposed to be in. And that's what happens. See, let's get back to that part of the lesson.
Yeah, wait, what happened there? Also, if you're sneaking into that part, that means you don't know the people that are in that part.
Boom.
So then what are you even doing in that part?
Boom.
I'd rather be in the non-VIP section with my homies than be in the VIP section without my homies. Like, isn't that the whole point?
Well, it sounds like he was getting a little too close and interrupting her personal space.
That's what
and
it does sound like.
And he's trying to use the shirt as a reason to get her phone number, and she wasn't having it.
No, she was not. I am curious what jersey it was, though. I'm thinking like a Raiders, a white Raiders Bo Jackson jersey. That's what I'm thinking. Something just like the real white that needs to get cleaned. Appreciate the call. We got time for one more voicemail. What do you got?
Shout out, Reggie. Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. I have a financial question for you. I graduated last May into the panty. So I've been panhandling from the family. I think it's time for a credit card. What advice do you have on credit cards? Peace and love. Thank you so much.
All right. I've got a unique perspective on this one, Jalen Anthony Rose. I've never not had a job, right? I always had a job. I've never been fired. So I never really got a credit card. Like, I didn't have credit card bills growing up, or in my early 20s, didn't have a credit card bills, because I always had this philosophy that I'd rather just spend money that I've made instead of spend money that I haven't made and then have to pay back for. I've learned, not good for your credit score when you're trying to get an apartment or a lease or something. They're like, I remember this lady being like, you kind of don't exist. Like, you haven't built enough credit for you. So my advice to you is definitely get a credit card. Get a low limit and don't spend money that you can't pay back. Just don't do it. That's not your money. That's someone else's money that comes with interest. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. And this is just a constant reminder of how, like, our society and information has moved forward. Because as a college student and as an early NBA player in 1994, you know one thing we weren't paying attention to? Credit scores.
Mm-mm.
But they still exist. So just think about that for a second. So just think about those with the knowledge and the information of how to navigate a credit score over the last 500 years and why they were able to buy up everything in the country. Here's what you do for your credit cards. You don't get over 2, and you get different types. So you might get 1 American Express, and then you get 1 Visa and or MasterCard. Get 2 of those 3. And unlike what Jacoby said, you can get a high limit, but try to only spend 20% of it. So if your limit is $1,000, try to keep your spending around $200 or continue to pay it in full. That's how you'll navigate your credit score. Once you have an American Express card, though, however, they allow you to roll over 2 months of payment so you can get caught up with them because you have a payment that's going to be due this month and then you have a payment that's going to be due next month. And then you can look up in 2 months and owe for both of those months with American Express. So that gets you caught up. But they're really friendly as it relates to customer service. You've been places where they don't have Amex, but you haven't been places that they don't have Visa and MasterCard. Why is that? Service charges. American Express makes the vendor pay more to use that card. And also, if there's any fraud that takes place, they'll make the vendor pay for it, not the customer. So a lot of vendors are like, forget that. We got to pay more to use Amex, and they lean more towards the consumer. So that's why you'll go certain places and they don't have Amex. That's the reason why.
You know, one of my big pieces of advice, because I just got in the credit card game like 7 years ago. Got to set up the reoccurring fee, the reoccurring payments. That's got to be automatic. That's got to be automatic because that way you don't get caught up in the interest, and you can pick what level payment you want. Pay the minimum. Make sure you pay so you don't get interest. So regardless, you don't have to pay the total. You don't have to have it set up so the total bill you pay automatically, but make sure you're paying at least the minimum automatically so you don't get hit with
interest. Well, one of those things that is almost death by a thousand cuts, because we don't realize that we're paying for things that are that should actually be free, like our money. Just think about it. You're paying for your money. Like every time you send a wire, it costs. Every time you go to the ATM, it costs. It's almost like paying for water. It's like water should be free. I pay a water bill. I live in the United States of America. This ain't a third world country. Why can't I drink the water from the faucet? Oh, wait. We've been programmed to buy bottled water. And so like, now we live in a
country.
When
did bottled water become a thing? Like, I remember Evian was like the only bottled water, and it was like in the 80s. And then all of a sudden, like around the mid 90s, it was just like, oh no, we gotta drink bottled water. When I was growing up, if I wanted to drink some water, I went to the water fountain if I wasn't home, and I went to the faucet if I was at home. Simple.
Now it's like, we're gonna get it distilled on distilled on distilled on distilled.
Yeah. And if I pour my son a glass of water from the faucet, he's like, oh, that's gross. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how do you even know? Like, it literally tastes the same. We could do a blind taste test with the most expensive bottled water and the faucet water in New York City. You'd barely be able to tell the difference. Barely. It's messed up. Jalen, we'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people